The Adam and Dr. Drew Show is brought to you by Simply Safe. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. You've got to check it out. Go today. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam. That's simplysafe.com/Adam.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for telling a friend.
Hey, yeah.
We love that about you, right, Drew?
I'm liking these shorthand get it ons.
Get it on. Yeah. You like it, all the shorthand stuff. What's going on, Drew? You're massaging your tear duct?
Yes, my meibomian glands.
Meibomian gland?
In the eyelids here.
We have to massage them?
Yeah, because I got this procedure on my cornea that's taken 8 months to fucking heal. It's driving me crazy. Mm. But it's pretty cool being able to see without glasses, I got to say.
Mm. And you have to massage them to do what?
So there are very delicate nerves at the tip of the cornea that determine your tear output. Mm-hmm. And part of that is it's not just the wet, it's the oil that the edge of the eyelid emits called the meibomian glands push out. Mm-hmm. And mine were not doing nothing, so I have to push it out manually. It's really cool.
How often do you?
At least twice a day, but sometimes four or five times a day. It's pretty nutty.
It's nice, though. I think it makes people think, I don't know, looks like you're either thinking or fit to be tied. Or
when I'm doing this?
Let's see. Oh, you're using a stick?
A Q-tip, and I was actually doing this.
Drew looks like he's applying
mascara.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, just, ugh. But I'll do it all day if I have to, because it feels so much better right after.
Really?
Yeah.
Have fun. Yeah. All right, let me talk to Paul on... from Minnesota. Oh, wait, is it Paul? Is it line Jim. Five?
Jim?
Let's talk to Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Jim?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Jim, good. Jim. What's going on?
Love the show. I have question for Dr. Drew. My mother is 70. She's been treated for many years for hypercholesterolemia, but she physically very, very fit, goes to the gym every day, but over the last 3-4 years has started to develop some forgetfulness that seems to be getting worse, and she's being treated with a pretty aggressive anti-cholesterol agent. And you know,
anti-cholesterol
with the doctor.
Anti-cholesterol agent.
Well, yeah. So she's on Crestor.
That's not aggressive. That's routine.
Yeah.
Right. So a routine cholesterol agent. Okay.
I like when people begrudgingly acknowledge what you say, but they won't. He hangs up the phone and he talks to some guy and he'll go, "My mom is being treated with an aggressive cholesterol agent." So I like when they go, "Yeah," which is like, I will brave your information storm, and then when it blows over, I stay the course. I do like when people, it's an interesting posture, right? Like, yeah. Go ahead and have the doctor tell you what it is. Let him blow himself dry, and then I can get back to my theme.
To be fair, I mean, maybe he's on aggressive dosing.
So now I'm going to look like an ass.
I'm going to give him a break.
How many milligrams?
She's on 20, I think.
All right. So. It's sort of an average high. Modest
dose. She's on an average high dose.
Yeah.
All right.
But she's, you know, this is a woman who has very, very good numbers. She has no family history of coronary disease. She physically looks great. She's doing all the right things. She eats right, but
she has good numbers really, on Crestor. Do you know what they are off Crestor?
She was being managed for 15, 20 years on Mevacor.
Mevacor, which is Crestor, it's an old fashioned one. So what are her numbers?
Came out, they bumped her up.
What are her numbers off the cholesterol meds? I mean, mine are fantastic. Off the cholesterol meds, they're terrible, and there's nothing I can do to bring them down. And that's my situation. Now, we can go around all day about, you know, how important is it or is it not to treat these things. And you're bringing up the right things, which are her risk factors for heart disease and whatnot. So these are legitimate questions you should ask her doctor. You're not being inappropriate and sort of thinking this way. But I'm just wondering what the situation was when she started the medicines in the first place. I'd like to know what her calcium score is now. If it's zero now and she was hypercholesterolemic 15 years ago, I would consider that a damn good outcome.
Jim.
Hey.
Ask me how my mom's numbers are. Go ahead.
Adam, I'm curious. How
the fuck would I know?
What are her numbers looking?
I'm not. Fuck, she's a strong person. I don't give a shit. Why?
But
are numbers?
But what are numbers?
Her address, 11752. Her old address? Which house? The Houston, Hartsook house,
the Hartsook
or the Houston
one.
House?
Yes, the Hartsook.
Okay.
11752.
Yeah, that's a different house.
But I see on the board here there's a really interesting question behind all this, right? But you're noticing some memory problems, correct?
She's having memory problems that are getting worse, and you know, we're worried. It's noticeable. She sort of sundowns towards the end of the day. She gets,
oh my God.
It gets worse. It gets worse as the day goes on.
All right, so she needs to see.
What's sundowning? Toward the
they
end
get
of the
confused
day?
As the sun goes down.
Oh,
they
really?
Literally start getting confused.
It's a Gordon
agitated.
Lightfoot song that Gary will find. Sundown.
And it's at night they get particularly bad sometimes.
She's great in the morning. She wakes up early. She's at the gym early. She's doing great.
Yeah,
well, she needs to see a neurologist because this needs to be explained. I mean, that's for sure immediately. Do not pass go. There could be 1,000 things that do this. Obviously, the thing you don't want to hear about is a burgeoning dementia of some type. I think hidden in your question is could Crestar be contributing to this? And usually it protects against this. Usually it works the other way. But the question is a legitimate thing for somebody to think through once they figure out what's going on here. There it is. Should we sing? Sometimes it's a shame.
That's how I try.
These intros would be tolerated.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress.
A
in a room where you do
what you don't confess.
Me too.
So
here we go.
Beating off.
If I find you, then creeping down my backstairs. Sundown, you better
take care. Does it say sometimes?
Sundown?
Sundown. Does it say sundown?
Sometimes. I think
it says sundown, you better.
Sometimes. It's up there.
No, it says sundown, though.
Oh, sundown, you better take care. Got it.
And she don't always say what she really means. Sundown, you better take care.
I saw Gordon Lightfoot live.
How was it?
It's like every concert. You don't really remember, but you go, I don't remember.
Wait. Right? Put those lyrics back up there for a second. She's a hard-loving woman. Got me feeling mean. What the hell? What the hell? This is the Eric Schneiderman theme. What the hell?
Sundown, you better. It's also weird when you write a song, if you want to talk about dementia, where one of the lyrics is, sometimes I think it's a shame. And then the next one is, sundown. And now, 70 years later, I got to go, wait, is that song called Sundown? Yeah. Sometime? Somewhere? Yeah. It's called Sun. Is it? What's it called, Gary? It's called Sundown?
Sundown.
Oh. Maybe I'm not suffering
Here's
from dementia.
You need for the sundown nightstand.
Oh, there you go.
If you have an iPhone, an iPad, an Apple Watch, all the cables, and batteries, and blah. Well, nightstand, NYTSTND. It got rid of all the stuff that Adam doesn't like, the letters that don't make sense.
No, I don't like this
one. NYTSTND. One plug solution charges 2 to 10 devices at the same time, charges wirelessly or with built-in cables. Featured in Better Homes and Gardens, Nightstand is the number one charging station on Etsy, and it's made in America, not in China. Plus, Nightstand products have free 2-day shipping. That's right. And exclusively for our listeners, you get 15% off any order, any size, as long as you use the promo code ADS at checkout. So, one plug solution, 2 to 10 devices, wirelessly or built in with cables. It just, you got all that crap lying all over your desk. I know.
The best move you'll ever do.
Nightstand. Exclusive sale with our listeners. 15% off any order. With the promo code ADS at checkout, go to Nightstand, NYTSTND, nightstand.com, and simplify your charging.
All right. Let's see. We got an update on a guy from Minnesota. Hey, Paul, 44, Minnesota.
Hi, Adam. I do.
Hey.
I called in a couple of weeks ago, and I told you about I had renting.
A recovering alcoholic guy who's walks to work. Remember?
Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Yep, and actually, Adam, I'm not a liverwurst guy, but I did go out and buy some bratwurst on your recommendation.
Ooh, bratwurst. Nice.
Braunschweiger, they call it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
I like kielbasa better, but we'll just move forward.
Oh, no, that's a sausage. This is more like a pate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, spread. Spreadable
anyway,
meat.
This guy. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Anyway, this guy that was renting my room up.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Gary, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, before I was growing up, you had no choice. You just eggs and bacon and toast and bread and pie and meat, you know, 50s, whatever.
Yeah.
Now we have everything kind of figured out.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, they were experimenting with stuff like all that, you know, space stick bars and stuff. And they had deviled ham. It was like a spreadable meat.
Hold on a second. Wait. Can't think of the name.
It was like Arm
and
Hammer.
No,
it was like,
Yeah,
it was like it wasn't Arm and Hammer, but it was like Arm and Foods or Arm and something.
Underwood Sprouts?
Underwood. There it is. Underwood deviled ham.
Deviled ham. Now, God knows what this was.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm saying.
Hoof and snout.
I don't know, but I'd be curious what that was, because like a semi-liverwurst was popular.
It was spam. It was spam with mayonnaise, wasn't it, sort of?
I don't know. Gary will tell us. Hold on, Gary. Paul? It was anything but deviled ham.
Yeah.
I don't know what deviled ham. I don't know. Deviled ham.
No, that's,
yeah, sorry, Paul. What was our update we're going to get from you?
Okay. That guy that I said disappeared, he actually showed up again.
Well, that was your roommate or something?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy.
He was renting a room from me.
All right. I had a resolve.
He'd gone for about 6 weeks or so, and he finally showed up, and he was just supposed to get his crap. And then he didn't leave. So I called the sheriff's department on him, you know, after I gave him a couple warnings. They said, you can't stay here anymore. You have to leave. Well, two deputies showed up, and one goes and talks to him, and then one comes and talks to me. And they said that I have to leave him stay here.
Why?
This is his residence now, because he had been there.
Squatter.
However many months ago. And that's the legal stuff. I mean, there's not much I can do about that.
Wow.
But I was wondering if he had an idea of how I can, I mean, he was really embarrassed, how I can just kind of shame him into leaving without me having to go through that whole eviction process, you know.
I've noticed a lot of people don't have a reverse gear and they don't have a shame gear. Like I've told people, like, do you ever want to have this conversation again with me? Like, isn't this embarrassing? Isn't it tough? Like, I don't know. Like, it's like so weird.
I was listening to a podcast on honor societies. We're the opposite of an honor society, that where reputation and honor and your word means nothing.
Well, of course, it starts everywhere, which is. Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla are flying to one of the Dakotas to do a show, and take off your shoes, take off your belt. Hey, what's that? Hey, that's a shampoo. That's Drew's shampoo. I don't use shampoo. That's 4 ounces. We only go to 3.8. It's less than half full. Sir, throw it away. Okay, so we are removing the honor.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not just becoming worse people.
You're right.
What we're doing is automating the honor, and thus you don't need honor. It's just go stand in line, take your belt off, and throw away your shampoo. Right?
Yeah.
So from the top down, we're getting rid of the honor. Now, once you send that message enough, now it's just kind of, well, screw honor. It's every man for himself.
And whatever you can get away with then. Then it's whatever you can get away with. Right?
Of course. It's like I have I hear the craziest conversations where, like, some attorney for Stormy Daniels is going, you know, I'm going to let Trump get away with victimizing another young woman. And someone's going, where's the crime? Who's the victim? Oh, well, it's going to end. It's going to end big time. And it's like, what's going to end? Who's the victim? Where's the crime?
Yeah.
In order to be a crime, we need a criminal and we need some damages. Where are the damages? Where's the injury? Who's been hurt? There's consensual sex, and then he gave her $130,000. Where's the part where someone is damaged?
Gosh.
Where's
her reputation? That's what they get into. Like, his reputation is being damaged.
We're so all over the road. It's insane. So, listen, poor Paul. Paul, you would like this guy to move out. Yes.
Yes.
This guy's kind of a junkie, right?
Well, I don't know for sure what his deal is, but all I know is that he just doesn't seem to give two shits about anything. Mm. I actually called the sheriff's department back again last night because when he disappears for 2 months at a time, where the hell does he go?
What would happen if you took his stuff and
told him that this is the only place he has to stay.
Why don't you put his stuff in storage? Put his stuff in storage, then his residence is somewhere else.
Yeah, they said that I shouldn't touch his stuff.
Mm. Yeah, well, they always side with the guy who doesn't pay taxes. That's what our criminal system does.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Is this your home that you own?
Yeah, I've had it since 2006 is when I bought the house.
And how? Then
what my plan was when I bought it was, because I'm just a single guy, I had some extra rooms. So I've been renting out rooms. I'm actually licensed to rent.
Can you rent out can you make his room a double?
Huh?
Make his room a double. I'll just say move somebody else in there too.
It's not going to work. They have two angry people. Is he just literally under the same roof as you?
Yeah. Right, yep. It's my house is licensed as like a boarding house.
Can you have when you do that, all bets are off. Can you have a civil, sober conversation with this guy?
I actually did when the cops are here. I mean, he wanted to hug it out and everything, and I just basically shook his hand and said, "Yeah, well, then you crossed the line." And I said, "I told you I was going to do this." My therapist actually told me to do this. He said, "Don't back down. Do what?
Yeah,
I agree. Do what you said you were going to do." And then, but then it kind of backfired, and now the guy's got 90 days.
I would take the guy out to have a sandwich on a Saturday and do what I've done, which has never yielded me 1 ounce of success.
Okay.
Where I've said to the person, please tell me what you want. And at some point they start yelling at me about stuff that I want. But I've just said, what is it that you want? What do you think you want? And then what can we do? What can I do to help you achieve what you want? Because I just get a big ball of sort of confusion and anger, but I don't know what it, you know, what's weird. The people who are this way, other than I want you to stop taking your asshole pills, don't really have an answer when you go, what is it that you want? What can we do here? It's weird that they don't. It sounds, but if you think about it, how do they get to where they are?
Right.
If they know what they want, but they're not getting it. And then how come they never articulate what they want if they know what they want? There's a lot of people out there that are just sort of malcontents, that are just sort of a little disoriented and a little pissed and don't exactly want anything other than the opposite of what you want.
It's surprised how many people there are that fit that sort of category.
I lived in the Hollywood Hills. I had a neighbor, and he called Department of Building Safety, and he did everything, and he just kind of did everything.
Is this the son, or was this the guy whose house caught on fire?
This guy's house caught on fire, and called the fire department.
Yeah,
because I'm an atheist, and I made that proclamation of the heavens, so I'm not going to go back on my own proclamation of the heavens. But at a certain point,
proclamation was: if should his house burn down, I will not call the fire department.
Uh huh.
And then it burned down.
No,
nearly.
Just the front of it, the palm tree caught on fire. Okay. I have no problem. By the way, if you and I get to that point where I go, I hate Gary and Matt so much that if their house, not their homeowners, if their Honda caught on fire and they're trapped in it, I would not call the fire department. And then it did. A, I will not call the fire department. B, I will sleep like a baby. People have no idea. I'll go home and take a nap.
But other than that, gentlemen, that'll
be 100% your decision because we got to the place where this is how you made me feel about you.
Other than that, gentlemen, you can count on Adam.
Other than that, you can count on me. My neighbor got me to the place where that's where we're at. And I did not care if he died in a fire. He was an old alcoholic or something. I didn't know. But at a certain point, I was walking out my driveway, walking over to Jimmy's when he lived up the street, like on a Sunday, and I just stopped. He was just standing right there. You know, we just ran into each other, and I just said, why don't you tell me what you want? Mm. Just tell me what you want, and then maybe we can
figure
do that.
Yeah.
And then you won't have to call Department of Building and Safety.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want you to comply with the code. You know, and I'm like, that hedge is six, that thing's well over 6 feet. And I was like, a lot of people like it that way. It gives them a certain bit of privacy. I look around the neighborhood. You see all these hedges. They're 15 feet tall. They like it. The neighbor likes it. They can swim in their backyard pool without the prying eyes. Mm. What is it that you want? What are we trying to achieve by cutting? Because it's the law, he yelled. And I said, I understand that, but since we're not going to get in trouble, it's just me and you, what is it that you're trying to achieve? And then he yelled, if everyone was driving 100 miles an hour on the freeway, would that make it okay for you to drive 100 miles on the freeway? It was kind of a horrible analogy because driving 100 miles an hour on the freeway is inherently dangerous.
Yes.
Having a hedge that's 7 foot instead of 6 foot is inherently dangerous.
It would be specifically okay because it would be dangerous for you to go 55.
If I'm sticking to my guns at 55, then yes, it probably would be dangerous and I probably should. But either way, it's a weird analogy.
It's terrible.
Also bad for the Ace man.
Yeah.
Oh, the notion of getting to Vegas in 2 hours and 15 minutes is very enticing to me. And if I hear everyone's driving 100, that means I get to go 110.
Hell yeah, it does.
All right. Anyway, I tried. Blinds galore. Now, thankfully, he's dead. Blinds galore. You can give any room in the house an incredible makeover with custom blinds and shades. Blindsgalore.com. Over 20 years of experience. Everything is 100% custom. Hand-built from scratch and created to your exact measurements. Nothing built until you order it. Free samples, shipping, exchanges, and expertise. Do everything in the comfort of your own home and save a ton versus going to those big box stores. Guarantee the best. We use it here.
We use it.
I
look at them every day and I'm delighted.
Yesterday when I was being misunderstood in my edit bay.
By the way, is a group that does not misunderstand.
They do not misunderstand.
And if they do, they correct it immediately.
Look, they got a guarantee. If you don't love what you ordered and for any reason, exchange it for something you do love. Drew? Yep.
Blindsgalore.com. They make it easy to get the designer blinds and shades you've always wanted without the designer price. Go see what Blinds Galore can do for your windows and let them know Adam and Drew sent you. That is blindsgalore.com. I think you know we love these guys.
Gary has a definition of devil ham.
Well, what's in it? What's in it?
Devil ham is a ground ham with added spices such as hot sauce, cayenne pepper, hot peppers, or mustard.
Yeah, that was not what was – that couldn't have been what this was.
Yeah. That's what a deviled ham, sort of like a salad is. But look, Underwood deviled ham.
Underwood deviled ham was like pork byproduct with gypsum.
Yes, with chips in it. It's like, you know that cottage cheese ceiling they used to do in the 70s? That's about what it looked like.
Well, they used to use that.
They'd spray that up there once in a while.
They used the hopper sprayed insulation until they found out that there was what is that stuff called? Mesothelioma. Yeah, but it's asbestos.
I'm going to clean my palate.
The content was asbestos was too light, so they went to the gym.
Oh, that's nice. Did
you know that?
Did not know that, but that's like it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Let me tease the next call.
Okay.
There's a problem with eating things. That's Helen. Scott from Bakersfield wants to know what to do with the car. Still paying for her. Joe has been out of work for 9 months.
Nine years. I'm kind of interested in that because he's the group that needs to get back in the employment. You know what I mean? There's guys that dropped out of looking and now need to get it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. All right. We'll talk to – let me just check in with Joe. Joe?
Yes.
Out of work for 9 years?
Yeah, kind of by choice for a good part of that time.
Well, I want to hear all that. I want to hear all about it.
My business was in print journalism, in sports journalism. I was in that for 20-plus years.
Huh.
But what happened was I worked a ton of hours. My wife is a physician. She was working a ton of hours. Our kids were tiny. And we got our medical school loans paid off and decided that I would quit working and stay home with the kids for a while to kind of make things better at home.
Okay.
So the kids now are 17, 15, and 13, and I've been trying for a couple of years to get back into the workforce. I don't want to go back into what I was doing, and I just I can't hardly get an interview. I've had two interviews in 2 years, and no callbacks or anything. I'm just I feel like it's a frustration dropping into a depression. You know what I mean?
What?
Well, hold on a second. Drew's got a little business there.
Right,
I'm going to take
that.
Care of it. I'm going to put you on hold for a second, but I want to know, I want you to think about, not as it pertains to training, but what your skills are. Not what you're trained at, but what you're good at. You know, what you're good as a human being.
And then I want to know what he applied for, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. MSRP, what's that stand for? What does that mean? What's an invoice? What's a list price? What's a dealer price? It's all meant to confuse. It's because as long as they have more information on their side, then they can negotiate from a position of for you to be weaker. They're in a position of strength, but information is power. And with TrueCar, now they've got true price. So you're going to know exactly what you're going to pay, including fees and accessory. There's no shenanigans, nothing before you get to the dealership. Everything is easy. You have the confidence. It's not a negotiation. You just look it up. You look up the true price. You get a great price because TrueCar lets you see what other people paid for the car you want. You lock in the price for that particular vehicle you want. You know it's a vehicle on a TrueCar certified dealer's lot. And you know those dealers set their true price competitively because they compete to win your business. And of course, it's new or used cars. No confusion, more confidence, easy buying experience. TrueCar, true price. When you're ready to buy new or used, visit TrueCar and enjoy that confident car buy experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right. Let's see. Back Joe. To Joe over here. Joe?
Yes.
So what are you good at?
I'm good at writing. I'm good at editing. The things I was doing when I was working. I coach track and cross country, things like that. As a matter of fact, I do that on a volunteer basis at my kid's high school. But the jobs I've been applying for, I live in a rural part of the state over toward the coast. And there's one major school around here, a university. There's a healthcare system, and that's pretty much it.
What are you looking to make a year?
Really, I just want to make enough to offset what it costs to send a kid to college. And like,
whoa.
I have one starting college. Well, I have one starting school here in
True. What's with
August.
The whoa?
I mean, that can be a lot of money.
Or it can be, well, I don't know what. Like, that's well, why I asked, what are you looking to make? Thank you for this.
Okay, well,
answer.
She's going out of state, but she has a scholarship that's going to pay for everything except for about $18,000.
All right, $18,000. That's good.
I'm angry. Because I don't like when I say, what are you looking to make for a year? And you give me an unknowable state. You give me a statement that could, well, the books are being paid for, the meals are taken care of, but she's going out of state. She's on a partial scholarship. Like, how would I possibly know what that number is?
$35,000 a year.
There you go, Joe. That's what I like.
There you go.
$35,000. Now, that seems pretty achievable for an intelligent educated 49-year-old like yourself.
Can you work in your wife's system somehow?
I've applied. She doesn't like to throw weight around.
Can't you make $35,000 a year as a bartender with tips?
I suppose I could, but I have no skill in that area.
But is there things you would like to do?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't mind teaching or getting into a more of a full-time coaching type of a deal, but those just do not exist around here.
The coaching of the cross country, I feel like I could handle. Like, come on, let's pick up the pace. Let's go. Here we go now.
It's a little more involved than that.
Yeah,
but not that much.
But not much. Pretty much right, yelling at everyone to pick up the pace as they go by.
Really, I'd just be happy to get out of the house and just be in an office somewhere just around other people at this point.
Joe, with the economy doing pretty well these days and lots of Americans back to work and all that kind of stuff, a guy married to a doctor calling from North Carolina with the experience you have, seems weird that you're not able to catch on. And it's not like you're saying, look, at six figures of the highway, you're saying, I'm looking for 35 a year. That's pretty entry level, pretty, you seem overqualified for a lot of that stuff.
One thing that
frustrates me is a lot of these, you go to a place, you want to apply, and they say, well, go to our website and apply through that. And you go to the website, and you never hear anything back from anyone. And the last time I applied for a job before looking now was back in the mid-90s. And the whole job application process has changed immensely.
I get it. So ask your daughter, who's going to college, if she can help the old man out.
I mean, doing the application? No, I think he means that he's good with people and he needs a chance to meet.
I want to meet face to face.
Well, fill the thing out online and then, you know, say the right things.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something missing with Joe. Like, I look, maybe.
Well, part of it is the reality. He's dealing with three or four teenage kids. And so it's not like he's out there banging the sidewalk all day. He can't.
Glad
right?
You said sidewalk. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Banging the nanny?
Here's what I'm saying. Well-spoken guy.
Yeah.
Seems to be well-qualified. Calling from a place that has jobs.
They don't really have much jobs. That's part of, I think, what he's saying.
I'm confused as to why he can't catch on somewhere. For the princely sum of $35,000.
And he's saying the reason is he can't get to meet people. If they could meet him, they'd know. They're just like, having met him.
This is a little piece of the puzzle. There's something that's not working right for me. I just feel like there's a version of Joe that could get a job in a week where he is if there was.
If you're open to anything, farmhand or whatever.
No,
yeah.
I'm not even saying farmhand. I'm just saying there's something missing. It's like when people go, they didn't hire me because I was overqualified. I'm kind of like, I think Asa's like overqualified. That means they're just getting more for less. He sounds nice. He sounds reasonable. I just feel like there's something holding him back in his head, and I don't know. Out of work for 9 years, can't get a job, not asking for much, willing to do anything, just kind of like working with people. Had a career.
So you're saying there sort of just needs to be an attitude change?
Like is going on with Joe, and Joe should and his wife should probably talk about what they can do to fix it.
And plus, in the hospital, there's all kinds of work to be done. It seemed like he would have something to go do there.
I'll tell you about some work. Some work you should be doing. You should go out and get yourself some LifeLock. Over 1 million children were victims of identity fraud in 2017. Most common perpetrator? Family member, the perps.
Crazy.
Family friend.
That's crazy.
I was thinking of the Corollas.
Yeah.
We do members, but you guys do friends. We don't have friends.
Really? Smart. Members are motivated to do anything?
Make some good money with this identity theft.
The criminals are lazy. It's
with no financial history. Like, kids are susceptible to a new account fraud, and they won't know for years later when they apply for a card or a loan. In today's connected world, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity. But if there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but there won't be because you got LifeLock, right, Drew?
Right. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off.
All right. This Thursday, May 17th, the Agora Theater, Cleveland, Ohio. And the next day, Friday, May 18th, Royal Oak Music Theater. I'll be there doing a one-man show. Hang out after show. I'll say hi. I'll sign some autographs, take some pictures and all that kind of stuff. Live shows everywhere. Go to amcroll.com for all that. And you find out about the podcast masterclass and the VR podcast, the live VR show and all that kind of stuff. And the offerings from Chassis. Good movies over at Chassis. Also, In the Key, Podcast One, NBA champ B.J. Armstrong, three-time, by the way, has a great new podcast, In the Key, and you can check it out Thursdays, Podcast One, Sportsnet, Apple Podcasts as well. Drew?
Go to Drew.com, get the family of pods there, this life, you live, the YouTube page, the Facebook page, we'd love it to you check it out. Thank you.
So, until next time.
Swole Patrol.
Swole Patrol. I'm Grohl, Dr. Drew Zane. Mahalo.